RadioSaintPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigCDesign.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigCDesign.com. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we're broadcasting today from the Big C offices located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsor, Big C, for their support, as well as everyone working behind the scenes, especially Thomas, for all of their help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to talk with some great guests and make some new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guests, I want to mention that if you want to view the website associated with today's program while listening, you can visit eracreditservices.com. You can also follow us live as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on the live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. So it's a pleasure to welcome the owners of ERA Credit Services, Dale and Shirley Guiducci. Welcome to Job Talk, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, great. Thank you. I really appreciate you being here. And so I met Shirley at the Central Pinellas Business Showcase in Largo a while back, and I really enjoyed that event and met a lot of interesting people there. So have you attended that event before?
Yeah, we're actually members of the Central Pinellas Chamber, and the Chamber puts on that business expo twice a year, and we're very, very much involved. Incredible Chamber, and love that event, and it was really great, you know, just by random that you popped over to our table and got to meet you.
Yeah. Tom did a great job putting that together, I think. It was really fun. And so, anyway, so let's talk about yourselves and start off the interview by letting people get to know you on a personal level. So Shirley, let's start with you. Where are you from?
I grew up in a town called Waterbury in the state of Connecticut.
And what was it like there in Waterbury?
Not a lot going on, really.
Is it a small town?
I guess growing up, I thought it was a bigger type city, but no, it's kind of a small town. Yeah. You know, great people, very traditional, you know, great friendships, great families, just really not a lot to do. It snows a lot. And so we, you know, we played a lot of pool, watched a lot of TV and did a lot of hanging out. That's it.
Yeah. And so it's a lot different here than that weather back there, that's for sure.
Huh? Absolutely.
Okay. So what did you do after you graduated high school?
Well, a lot of my family members were in the grocery business, and coming out of high school, I was, you know, looking for a job, and I didn't really want to work in fast food because I needed something during high school as well. So I got my very first cashier job in the grocery retail business and ended up staying in that industry, kind of, you know, developed a love for that industry and grew through over 15 years to ending up becoming an actual store manager.
Wow. And so what did you have to do after that?
Oh, wow. After that, I ventured into direct sales, a direct sales company that, you know, had locations throughout the country, was going through some change in my life. And I really wanted more than just Connecticut. I had traveled a couple times and saw there was life beyond my state and really piqued my interest. And I attended a training out in a place called Coronado, California. Fell in love with the, you know, the weather, and said, okay, packed my things, literally no car, my clothes, and off I went.
Wow. And so Coronado's right outside of San Diego?
Correct.
Yeah. And it's just beautiful there. Just beautiful. And so what did you do there?
It was direct sales, and our primary products at the time that we sold was water filtration. It was very much before its time, because I'm talking 20 to 23 years ago. And we also sold natural products, home healthcare type products as well.
Okay. And so then after you got out of that industry, what did you do then?
I went right back to retail.
Yeah.
I worked for big companies like Staples. I worked for Bed Bath & Beyond, Petco, PetSmart. So I went back into retail management as a store manager. And really, after a period of time, I just realized I was pretty much burnt out. And so I decided to move to banking. I became a branch manager for U.S. Bank and realized that being burnt out from customer service prior was even worse than banking. So that lasted about a year. But because of that, you know, things lead you to other places. I actually met my last corporate owner and boss in a real estate investment and property management firm. And he was a customer of the bank, and he offered me a job, and I was there for quite a few years, like six.
Okay. And then, so after that, how did you get into the business that you're in now?
Well, there was a interim there. The economy started to crash back in that 08, 09, and real estate, which was the primary where my job was, wasn't doing very well. So I got laid off. And prior to that, my husband was going through some struggles, and you'll hear his story as well, is that we really got deflated by corporate America. You know, we had worked really hard getting our way up in, you know, to executive positions, and we decided that we weren't going to work in corporate America again, and I would take my expertise and talents from retail, finances, and develop an accounting business for small businesses. And we did okay for, you know, for a few years, 3-4 years, and really it was just kind of paying our bills. And we were looking for a credit restoration company to support our accounting clients. And really, kind of by chance, that we found this great company that we really felt good about, you know, offering to our clients, and fell in love with this business, and it's changed our lives since.
That's great. So, Dale, tell me about yourself now.
Well, similar. I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts.
Which one?
Called Middleborough, Massachusetts, southeast near the Cape. Okay. So really, a couple hours from where Shirley grew up, but we didn't meet until we actually met in San Diego, which is interesting.
What was it like there?
Yeah, great small town. I mean, I can't think of a better place to grow up, to be honest. Everybody knew each other, you know, small high school class, and just had a good time growing up there. I think a lot of good family values, so to speak. But I always thought that there was something more for me. And I always had this affinity towards Boston. I would like skip school and go to Boston to see what was going on there. And I just loved the city. Ended up going to college in Boston at Boston College. And then I graduated from school. And my parents, who owned a business in our small town, decided that they had had enough with the cold weather, enough with the winters. They sold their business, sold their home, and moved to Arizona, of all places. And I didn't really have a lot going on after college, so I moved out to Arizona with them.
What part?
Phoenix.
Okay.
When Phoenix was a small, you know, we're talking 1980, so fairly small city still at that time. And really didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I loved hanging out in restaurants and bars, you know, from my college days. I'm just being honest. And a friend of mine said, well, why don't you get a job in that industry? And I did. I worked for TGI Fridays Restaurants when it was a very, very small company. I think the company had 9 restaurants at the time. And they transferred me around pretty good. I ended up going to Denver, had a great winter in Denver, did a lot of skiing. Again, young guy, right, 22, 23 years old. And then they transferred me to L.A., the Bay Area, and then finally San Diego, which I lived in San Diego for 34 years, eventually met Shirley. And then our history is pretty similar, you know, in terms of corporate America and getting laid off and all of that.
So I'm interested in how you guys met.
Well, when we were with the direct sales company.
Tell them the truth now.
So the direct sales company that I was with, Dale was also with, and we ended up in a same office together. And funny thing is, when I first met him, I was so mean to him. Like, there wasn't the attraction I thought there was. And then in a very short period of time, I got to know him, highly attracted to him, and now we've been together for 22 years.
That's great. Congratulations. Okay. So, now let's talk about your business, ERA Credit Services. So how did you actually get into that? What did you do?
Yeah, well, I think Shirley said earlier, she was running her bookkeeping and accounting business. And one thing that she did great back in San Diego, and this is advice for, I think, any business owner, is that she partnered with other businesses that were in different industries, insurance companies, marketing companies, to refer those companies to our clients. And in turn, those companies referred their clients to Shirley. And it helped build our business without any advertising at all. And I'll never forget it. We were sitting on our couch at home in January 2012, having our board meeting for the year with, you know, for her accounting business. And she said, you know, I really think we need a credit restoration company because some of our clients had been through the recession, weren't able to pay all their bills, had some negative items on their credit report, and it's really stunting their growth. They can't go out and sign a new lease or get new vehicles, and maybe we can help them. So I went on this search to find a great credit repair company, just simply not to get in the business, but to refer to our clients. And I think I called a dozen companies, maybe more, and I really couldn't find a company that I felt had good customer service. They were all charging an arm and a leg, not something I felt was affordable, and just didn't feel like that was a company I wanted to refer to our clients that were paying our bills on a monthly basis. So we kind of let that sit for a few months, and then an old friend of ours, back from our direct sales business days so many years earlier, had posted on Facebook something about that he was in the credit restoration business. So I called him, told me about the company, and I said, great, listen, we'll just refer clients to you. And he said, well, that's great, but I think you'd really appreciate knowing more about the business side. So he showed us the business, and eventually we got involved at that point. And this was 5 years ago.
Okay. And tell me about that, about the company, because you're independent, right?
Correct.
And so tell me about the relationship you have with that company.
Well, we have the opportunity to be an independent agent, which gives you that freedom and flexibility to build your own business. But what it does is it takes away having to reinvent the wheel to figure out your own system. So we represent a larger company called Financial Education Services. They're out of Farmington Hills, Michigan, where we have the best of both worlds. So we have all of the infrastructure, all of the delivery of service, all of the track record. They've been around since 2004, have the documentation of the results, helping clients along the way. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, so, and the customer support. So we get to be similar to that State Farm agency, where we have our local agency, which we can also expand nationwide, but we have the support of that infrastructure in a larger company with all that documentation.
Okay. And so basically, how long have they been in business?
Since 2004. Okay. So,
and then you joined them 5 years ago?
Correct.
Okay. So tell us, basically, where do you do business? Is it just Tampa Bay, or do you do it throughout the country?
No, we're nationwide, actually. So when Shirley's talking about freedom and flexibility, we have no boundaries. We're unlike a franchise in that regard. Like, people could come into our industry and purchase a franchise. There are companies out there that do that, but then they're bound by geography. We're not bound by geography. So just as I said, we started our business 5 years ago in San Diego. We still do a lot of business in San Diego, but we do business all over the country in a lot of different states. So if we have a real estate agent that has clients with less than perfect credit that he needs or she needs help in helping those clients get a higher credit score, they could be in New York, they could be in Alaska, and we can partner with them and help their clients from Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area.
Great. Yeah. And so when people... What kind of hours do you guys have?
Well, I'll start by saying traditional. You know, we'll work that Monday through Friday and or Saturday, that 9 to 5. But really, you know, with the clients that we're working with, after hours is important. So we make our business flexible based on the client's needs. So yes, we'll work into, you know, the evenings to satisfy our clients as well.
And so how do they contact you? What's the best way? Is it email? Is it phone?
Always by phone, because it's very personal. We want to have that conversation, that upfront conversation, to first make sure that what we do is the right fit for them. And we want to educate them through the process as well. So calling our office is best.
But we also make it as easy as possible. If someone prefers email, they can do that. If they prefer text, they can do that. They can even go to our website and schedule an appointment. Like, we have our calendar on the website, so they can pull that up and say, hey, I've got Thursday at 3 o'clock available. Dale and Shirley have 3 o'clock available and schedule that appointment right on the website. So we try to make it as easy as possible, but at the end of the day, Shirley's right. We have to have that conversation with them. It does require it's personal. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Okay. And so what's the process for a new customer that contacts you? What would their experience be like?
So initially it's that phone consultation, you know, finding out what's going on with their credit situation. Is this the right fit for them? Then we like to spend some time and educate them on what exactly does that term credit repair or really credit restoration mean, you know, and why they have the ability to take advantage of the solution that we provide. And then we go into our process. We get them, you know, understanding the little part they participate in and, you know, then get them rolling. Is it the right fit and are they ready to get on track?
You mentioned about it being a good fit. What makes it a good fit?
Well, some folks will call and potentially maybe they're in the process or already engaged, like in bankruptcy. And that's a challenging situation because they really need to get through that bankruptcy and then pick up the phone and have a conversation. And of course, we'll get more into that. But really, it's about, you know, what type of derogatories do they have on their credit history? How long ago did it occur? What type of creditors are they? So that we could set one realistic expectations.
Okay. Are there other questions that you'd ask them as well?
Well, I just wanted to kind of piggyback on the expectations piece. That's huge. I mean, and we spend a lot of time with our clients to get them to understand the expectations, because a lot of people are calling wanting to buy a home. And I think that's probably the biggest reason why somebody's calling. I have this credit score. I know I need to get it higher to be able to, you know, get into this home. So we've got to unwind why they have that particular credit score. And is it feasible to get them up to the necessary credit score to be able to buy a home? I mean, and that's an important part for us anyway to explain to the client.
Okay. And so how long before your customers actually see results?
Great question. And I know we'll talk more about the actual laws, why we're able to do this, but there's a legal time period. You know, the Fair Credit Reporting Act is the law that we utilize to leverage their rights to go through this process. So minimum time period with a client is always about 45 days. That's realistic based on that time period. And then depending on what's going on in their credit profile, we say, hey, it could average between 6 to 9 months. We get great results, typically, a lot of times, right in that very first 45, 60 days, but they need to be realistic, you know, depending on their situation, 6 to 9 months. And for some folks, you know, some items are more challenging and it could take up to a year.
And does it matter if the items on the credit report are true or false?
Yes and no. In other words, the Fair Credit Reporting Act doesn't say you can dispute only items that are incorrect. It says you can dispute any item on your credit report. So what I mean by that is there's typically three types of derogatory items. There's obsolete items. Those are items that are older than 7 years or 10 years in the case of a bankruptcy. They shouldn't be on that person's credit report any longer. That's number one. There's obsolete. There's items that really did occur, and that's what we deal with about 95% of the time. Is items that aren't obsolete. They're not erroneous, which is another category of items. They really did occur, but we can dispute those items as well. And if the creditor cannot or chooses not to verify the accuracy of the item they've previously placed on your credit report, the federal law, Fair Credit Reporting Act, says it must be deleted. Because what happens with credit bureaus is that they're just a category of gaining information from all these different creditors. They're a depository, and they don't check the accuracy of the items being placed on your credit report. So this Fair Credit Reporting Act, through our process, it forces the creditor to verify what they previously placed on somebody's credit report. And if they can't or will not do it, the item must be removed, even if it is a legitimate item.
Hmm. Now, if somebody's going through a bankruptcy, can you still help them at that time too?
You know, really the best solution is to wait after. You know, there's within that Fair Credit Reporting Act and why we have the ability to dispute items, when a case is open like that, it's really best to complete your bankruptcy and then pick up the phone and give us a call, because the the leverage of having the opportunity for creditors to not respond through this process goes up to an extreme high percent. You know, that 99.9% that they won't respond because that creditor has no monetary motivation to respond anymore through this process. So therefore, it's best to wait after.
And if somebody's having a problem, do you recommend that they do go through a bankruptcy?
Well, we never claim to be an attorney or, you know, make a final decision for a customer. What we do is we help them understand the complete situation, you know, and do recommend, hey, if you need to talk to a bankruptcy attorney, at least do that and know your options. Understand what credit restoration is and how it could potentially help you. Understand the latter and then, you know, really choose your option from there.
Okay. And do you offer debt settlement as well?
Not specifically debt settlement. Debt settlement is, I mean, there are companies out there, typically they're contracted with credit card companies mainly. And when people talk about debt settlement, they think these debt settlement companies can settle any kind of debt. And typically it's credit card debt. They have pre-negotiated deals with credit card companies. We don't do that. What we do more for people is help them understand how to pay down their existing debt. We have an online budget tool that we utilize with them. Because the main, one of the things about credit repair, a lot of people come to us and they've got a couple of dings and they want to buy a home and they're in good shape financially. A lot of times people come to us and they've got a pretty extensive poor credit history. And typically that's because they have a budget problem. So we don't want to, in effect, increase their credit score and send them back out without that education, without that budgeting knowledge. So we want to help them with that as well, so we never see them again is the bottom line.
Right. And what's a charge-off, and how can you remove them or fix that?
Well, every creditor has the opportunity to charge off a debt. So creditors will only leave their debt on their books for typically around 90 days, 120 days. So then what that creditor does is charges it off their, you know, their portfolios. So now they can write it off against their income. And then from that point, typically what they do is they sell it off to a collection agency. So that's really all a charge off is.
Okay. Now, my guests today are Dale and Shirley Guiducci, the owners of ERA Credit Services. And so, you know, you mentioned the Fair Credit Reporting Act a few times. Can you tell me about that and, you know, like when it was created and just some history and also what they actually do? How can they help a consumer?
Yeah, so some history on the Fair Credit Reporting Act. I remember, I'm a little bit older than most probably listening to the show, but I remember when my parents got their very first credit card and they were like, wow, we could go out and actually just show this to somebody and they'll give us basically money, like we can buy stuff for giving them a piece of plastic. I mean, it was very, very new. Well, obviously what occurred at that time, we're talking back in the 60s and 70s, is that people didn't pay their debt and they went out and applied for new credit. So there needed to be some sort of reporting mechanism for people that didn't pay their debt on time, which was the credit bureaus, which is fine, except for the credit bureaus make a lot of mistakes. So there had to be a federal law that came into existence to say that, hey, a consumer can dispute and challenge what's on their credit report, thus the Fair Credit Reporting Act, amongst a lot of other things that the Fair Credit Reporting Act says, and that was 1971. So it's been around for a long, long time, and we just leveraged that law that says that you can dispute any item on your credit report, and it's up to, the creditor of record to come back and verify the accuracy of that information. That's the number one thing we deal with. If you look up the Fair Credit Reporting Act, you can Google it and go to the Federal Trade Commission website. I mean, it's 16 pages of a lot of stuff you probably don't want to read, but that's the part that we utilize.
Okay. And you know, you mentioned about the credit bureaus. Can you tell me about them and the differences between them?
Well, there's the three big ones. There's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And one of the big things that I think a lot of people don't realize or maybe think that they are is they think they're government agencies, and they're not. They're just privately held billion-dollar data resource companies. They're just companies that collect data on us, and they make their money by selling that data to large companies. Ford Motor Company might come in and buy a bunch of data on people in a certain zip code that have a certain credit score so that they can send them mailers to say, hey, come in and get your Ford pickup truck kind of thing. So they make a lot of money doing that. They also make a lot of money. And, of course, if there's any mortgage brokers or real estate agents listening or other people that, need to look at credit reports and give credit to clients, when they get a credit report, they are paying somebody for the privilege of looking at somebody's credit. So they make a lot of money off of that as well. As far as the differences are concerned, I mean, the biggest difference is how they all have their own scoring model. They're not all the same. And that's why, one of the reasons why, like if you look up your own credit and you say, well, wait a minute, you know, my Experian score is different than my Equifax score. My Equifax score is different than my TransUnion score. Why? There's two main reasons. Number one, they use a different scoring model. So they're going to take a lot of the same data that Shirley was talking about, but apply different scoring factors to that data, number one. And number two, not all creditors report to all three of the credit bureaus simply because it costs that creditor money to report to the see, so they might just report to TransUnion and not the other two to try to save some money.
Great. Now, can you give me some examples of how you actually help somebody repair their, credit?
Well, the one I like to share a lot is someone who's very close to us, a very close friend, and he has his own business or was trying to launch his own business almost 5 years ago prior to, but he had went through a divorce and he went through some challenges, so he had a lot of negative or derogatory items, as we call it, on his credit report, and his score was in the 500s, and although he was able to get his business up and running, what he does is the trade show industry, building of what do you call those booths at exhibits. Thank you. although he was able to get it started because of his talent and design and all of that, it was hard for him to get ahead, you know, with that credit score, because having a credit score like that, you just can't go get a loan these days anywhere for any type. So he came on board with our service, with the credit restoration service, and within a year, his score came out of the 500s, he was in the high 600s, and then because we offer more than just credit restoration, so we teach and educate different ways to further enhance your score because of all those components. So now today, he is sitting at an 850 credit score. Wow. I mean, he, you know, his business is thriving because now he was able to apply for the kind of cash flow he needs to support his business. It's heartwarming. You know, that's what we do, is provide an incredible solution to the challenges that are out there. And we literally are changing people's lives.
So how long did it take, that time frame from when you started with them to where the 800 score came in?
I would say 6 months to a year to get him to an optimum, at least a beneficial score to support himself to get credit.
But, you know, I will say, though, Craig, his name is Craig, friend of ours, he was totally focused on this end goal because it was so important to his business. So he paid attention. A lot of our clients want, you know, magic to occur for them, and they don't follow through on some of the things that they need to do and get educated themselves. But he was totally dedicated to it. So he may be, you know, an example of a client that really went to the nth degree to take advantage of the services that we provide. But I want to share another example, too, because we do a lot of business with real estate agents, mortgage brokers, bankers, people in the car industry, people in the solar industry, anybody that needs a client that has to have a certain credit score to be able to go out and get financing to do business with them. So certainly all those people are included in that category. But we've got a gentleman, Dan Ruffner, who works at Fifth Third Bank. And I think it was probably a year and a half ago or so, he referred a client to us who's a doctor in Clearwater. And the gentleman could qualify for a loan for a home, but he had a couple of negative items on his credit report. And within, I think it was the first 45 or 60 days, those items were removed. And I still have on my phone today Dan's voicemail going, oh, my gosh, we couldn't have done that loan without you. And I just closed the $740,000 mortgage because of you. So we get a lot of business that way, and just because we do work it quickly in a lot of cases for people as well.
Great. And are there laws regulating the credit repair industry?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, the credit repair industry is highly regulated. There's, you know, the Fair Credit Reporting Act is more of a consumer protection law, but there's also a law called the Credit Restoration Organizations Act, which is solely focused on credit repair companies. Now, what the credit repair industry isn't is and isn't regulated by licensing. So in other words, anybody in that wants to get into credit restoration, like you, Dean, you could go out and become a credit restoration guy tomorrow if you wanted to, because there's no licensing, there's no testing. But you do have to follow federal law that's in place to say that you can't charge upfront fees, and there's different aspects of federal law that do apply. So
okay. And so, you know, you hear sometimes that there are scams. I mean, I think that sounds like if you don't have to be licensed, that kind of leads sometimes toward that. So how can a consumer really tell if they're dealing with a reputable or disreputable company?
Well, I think that, you know, speaking about the scams, like I guess that there are people in the history of any business or any industry have made a conscious decision to say, listen, I'm going to get into this business and I'm going to actually take people's money and not provide a service. Has that happened in a lot of different industries? The answer is yes, and it's happened in credit restoration, and hopefully those people are behind bars, and I know there are some people that are behind bars. But I think really what's happened in credit restoration is not the standpoint that someone comes into this business wanting to steal people's money or take people's money illegally. I think it's because a lot of people, because there is no licensing, there is no testing, there is no business plan that needs to be in place ahead of time, is a lot of people get into the business and they don't have a business plan. They're not business oriented, and they get into the business and understand that they can't make the business work. And they shut their business down, having taken people's money for a service, and those people didn't get the service that they were promised. And those are the things that you see on the internet. So in answer to your question, someone needs to look, is the company accredited by and rated by the Better Business Bureau? That to me is huge, because if someone were taking people's money and not doing the right job, a lot of people would go on a Better Business Bureau website and complain. The other organization is called the National Association of Credit Services Organizations, which we are a part. Financial Education Services, our parent company, and they could go on there and check for that as well. So I think it's pretty evident. I think if someone jumps the gun and they don't do their homework, they could have a chance of working with a disreputable company. But I think if they just do their homework and find out, and a lot of things too, it goes to the conversation you're having with somebody. If someone sounds like they know what they're doing, right, they probably do.
Okay. And I think documentation is very key too. So you can, like with who we represent and being local, yes, nationwide as well, is what's that documentation? You know, you can get the mom and pop feel like, you know, working with a local agency, but also understanding that documentation is key, being that we've been in business for 2004. We have the documented results, you know, to ask those questions. And I think asking process is key too.
Okay. And so, you know, you mentioned that people shouldn't take your money up front, you know, up front for you. So what kind of costs are associated with your service?
So we make it really, really simple. So a client, and because of today's economy, so we keep it simple where a client could get started for a one-time $99 activation fee. So that allows us to, we provide them with an online portal, we get their online portal set up, we pull their analysis, and we begin to go to work for the credit restoration. And then from that point, and you do pay your first monthly. So we do it on a monthly basis. So $99 activation, their first monthly of only $89. And then it's only $89 per month thereafter. And the great news too is there's no contract. Is like if you're charging a lot of upfront, you're able to assist a client in 3 months, but you paid, you know, for an entire year. Well, to me, that's, you know, money spent that was unnecessary. So we keep it simple and we keep it no contract. So $188 basically to start and then $89 per month thereafter.
And so if somebody's, and when do you know, when is your service finished for a client?
When the client says so.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, do you have goals of a particular credit score that you're looking to reach or anything like that?
I think that goes down to the individual.
Yeah.
Is what goal are they trying to reach, whether it's to take care of a an immediate situation where they're trying to qualify for a home, and then because we provide over and above the credit restoration, then they can maintain being that client to further learn how to enhance their score even higher, like our friend Craig.
And the other thing about setting goals for credit score, going back to Craig, is Craig was willing to do whatever it took to get the highest credit score. And one of the reasons why Craig had a lower credit score on top of a lot of derogatories is he didn't have a lot of positive credit. What people have to understand is if you've got a lot of derogatories but very little positive credit, we could remove every single one of your derogatories. You're still not going to have a great credit score. You're going to have a better credit score, but it's not going to be an 800 or a 750. So you also have to have the right mix of positive credit. And, of course, that's something we teach people to go out and do as much as possible as well.
That's great. And finally, you know, what distinguishes ERA from your competitors?
Well, the first thing, and again, this goes to knowledge about the industry, which I know a lot of consumers don't have, but most companies in our industry, because it's, and this goes back to the regulation of not being able to charge upfront fees. So companies, because they can't charge a lot of upfront fee, and it's all, you know, usually done on a monthly basis, is they will drag it out as long as they possibly can for a customer. So they, if someone comes to a company with 10 negative items, they'll dispute one or two. 60 days later, one or two, 60 days later, one or two, and drag it out as long as possible because they want monthly fees. Our business model and business philosophy is different. Because we get a lot of business from real estate, mortgage, banking, auto, solar industry, other industries, we've got to perform quickly. So we're going to, I don't care if they've got 5 derogatory items, 15 derogatory items, 35 derogatory items, which we have clients that have that and more, we're going to dispute all items right away. Our goal is to get that credit score as high as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can. So that's the first biggest difference, is we're going to go after everything right away. We're going to get that credit score higher quicker. We also provide an online portal, online reporting, so the client can see everything. We're totally transparent. The client's involved in the process. They see the dispute letters. They see that we're disputing everything up front. Because of that, they all are also the first one to see the results coming back from the credit bureau, which is very, very different than other credit repair companies that deal directly with the credit bureau. The client isn't in the process. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's being disputed. They don't know what's being deleted, and they're kind of in the dark. Our clients are totally in the loop on the process, and we have all these other services that we provide. We provide them with identity theft protection. Because, Dean, if we were able to get your credit score higher, then you become a bigger target for identity thieves. We want to protect that. We give you online credit monitoring. I mean, it's so, so important today that people understand what their credit score is. We talk to a lot of clients every day. They what is your credit score? And they go, I don't know. I've never pulled my credit. Well, we've got to fix that. People need to know what their credit score is on a daily basis if they need to. And we have a lot of other services we provide as well.
That's great.
I'll just add to that real quick, is because this is a huge passion of mine, because there are other credit repair, credit restoration companies that do their process a little different. One thing we're solid on is that Fair Credit Reporting Act. There is a specific process to follow to get the best results possible. So other companies will not involve the client, not have that online portal, or they will do third-party signatures and not keep the client in the know. And that's huge for us. Huge. That it's very, very different. That we're following that law to the T to get that client the best possible results.
My guests today are Dale and Shirley Guiducci, the owners of ERA Credit Services. So now let's talk about jobs. How does it work? Do you work with independent agents and stuff like that?
Yeah, we are independent agents. Right? So we are independent agents, and we also have an opportunity to incorporate the efforts of other independent agents. So what we are looking for to help expand our business around the country is entrepreneurial-minded people. People that would love to be in business for themselves but really don't understand how to go about it, don't have the training in terms of the mindset and skill set to be an entrepreneur or be in business for themselves, and we have an extensive training program to help them out with that, as well as we have the business model, the vehicle, which is in our credit restoration and other financial services that we offer that they can utilize to build that business. So we're looking for independent agents here locally in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, as well as around the country.
Do they need to be experienced or?
No, not at all. I mean, when Dale and I started, we had zero experience. When we came to the table, we had the desire to find a better way. We had the desire for someone to coach and guide us on how to actually go out and achieve success with a business. Because although the accounting company was there, it wasn't the success that we had hoped for. So that determination, that willingness to learn and be coachable, to get trained at the highest level possible to achieve the goals they want to achieve is really key.
Great. And what advice would you give somebody who wanted to pursue a career in credit repair?
Well, there's three different basic ways that someone could go. Number one is they could start from scratch. Because there is no licensing, someone could go out, start tomorrow, and to start to develop their own credit restoration business. But what does that mean? They have to understand federal laws. They have to understand state laws. They have to have their own website. They have to have their own technology, their own infrastructure for their clients. They have to understand how to dispute, and they have to go through that whole process. Very expensive, very time-consuming, frustrating. They could also purchase a franchise. There are franchises available, $20,000, $25,000, and now you are in the credit restoration business. Hopefully they get provided with training. But again, you're limited geographically when you buy a franchise. You're only limited to whatever area that you buy that franchise in, and you're limited to only your own efforts. You can't go out and incorporate other agents into your business. They could work with us. So my recommendation is get educated on those three different types of business models. They can go to, I've got a video at eracreditservices.com on our business opportunity page that goes through those three different types of business models. So my number one recommendation is get educated. You know, do your homework to understand what business model fits that person best.
And, you know, when you have been looking for these agents, what do you think about the talent pool here in Tampa Bay?
There's incredible people here. I mean, it's been one of the most greatest decisions we ever made to come to Tampa Bay. And we really had no idea. You know, it was like we could only live somewhere where it was very warm. Because remember, cheap. I said I was done with the cold, right? Yeah. So Florida was it, and it was really kind of pulling out the map. And coming here, I'm wonderfully pleased with the quality of the individuals, the support in the community, the type of people that we met. Best decision we ever made.
I think you get employers get a big bang for their buck here. I think there's a talent pool of people that are highly educated because they want to live in, I mean, think about it. I mean, what areas are like Tampa, you know, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. I mean, you live in a beautiful area. It's clean. It's a wonderful place. It's warm all year round and it's affordable. I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons we moved from San Diego. San Diego is just, it's an awesome place to be, but just not very affordable. It's
lots
expensive.
Lots of taxes too.
Lots of taxes. There's lots of craziness out there. So this area is just a great, I think, attracts a high quality, highly educated, highly motivated individual to come and live here. And so therefore, I think employers have a good pick from the litter, so to speak.
Great. And that brings us to the interview tip of the week. So if somebody wants to apply for a position at ERA Credit Services, what one piece of advice would you give them? Shirley, let's start with you.
Is really, Dale mentioned it before, you know, do your due diligence, educate yourself. We have that great education to give you that base on our website, so the eracreditservices.com, and then pick up the phone and let's talk. We're willing to spend that time so they fully understand what it takes and also what they can gain.
And Dale, do you have any other interview tips?
I would just say, you know, and again, we're talking about people that want to start a business, so we're dealing with that sort of mentality, which is a great mentality, I think, is be realistic with your expectations. This is starting a business. This isn't something where, you know, you're going to get wealthy overnight. I mean, if you're starting a business, especially if you've got to keep your full-time job and income while you're starting a business on a side, you definitely can do that, which is awesome, but you just got to have reasonable expectation that it's going to take some time to develop.
Right. So are you planning to do any more events with the chamber?
We haven't put something on the calendar as of yet, but we actually do a lot with the Central Pinellas Chamber. We do some credit education workshops. We're working with some real estate and mortgage folks to maybe do some first-time home buyer seminars and things like that. But we'll soon update that on our website.
Okay. And so now it's time for your shout-outs. Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give?
I mentioned Central Pinellas Chamber multiple times, like, and Tom Morissette, who's the president of the chamber, who I believe was on the show with you, Dean.
Right.
You know, it's just an incredible organization. from the business perspective, you know, coming here and knowing no one and then to build our business locally, they're a blessing. You know, they truly, truly care about the business owners. They provide incredible relationships that you get to develop. So highly recommend them. But also from a personal perspective, like, we've developed a lot of business relationships, but we've made a tremendous amount of friends through that process as well.
And Dale, do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, well, two people we met through the chamber, two exceptional business people, Melody Hunter, who works for Charles Rutenberg Realty, one of the top producers in the state, and Rhonda Anderson, who works for BBMC. That's it, BBMC Mortgage. Those two ladies and us have developed a great little team, and they're just phenomenal at what they do. They do great customer support for their clients as well. So when Melody has a client, she sends them over to Rhonda to try to get qualified. If they can't get qualified based on credit score, Rhonda sends them to us. So we've developed a nice little partnership. But those those two ladies helped our nephew here in the last couple of months get his first house in right here in St. Pete. So
nice. Yeah. Nice. And so if anyone wants to learn more about ERA Credit Services, how can they do that?
Our website, of course, that's the eracreditservices.com. Give us a call. Our office number is 727-222-0120.
And do you have a Facebook page?
We do. It's ERA Credit Services is the business Facebook page as well. And then they can email us at info@eracreditservices.com.
That's it.
Okay. Well, Dale and Shirley, I really want to thank you for being here today. I really enjoyed the conversation and look forward to the next time that you're going to be a guest on Job Talk. So best of luck to you. And thank you very much for being here today.
It's been our pleasure.
Our pleasure.
You've been listening to my guests today, Dale and Shirley Guiducci, owners of ERA Credit Services. If you're looking for expertise in credit repair, you'll definitely want to contact Dale and Shirley. Check out their website at eracreditservices.com and book an appointment. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. Jackie Hinckley from Voices of Hope for Aphasia wants to remind everyone that their annual benefit, Aphasia's Got Talent, will be held on Saturday, September 23rd. I'm lucky and honored to be one of the judges at that event. For more information about their annual benefit and the important work they're doing, please visit their website at vohaphasia.org. And our friends at the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce remind us that the Good Burger Awards will be revealed tomorrow, Thursday, at the State Theater. Your ticket includes food from six different St. Petersburg eateries, networking with 500 attendees, and a chance to learn the winners of the 5th Annual Good Burger Awards. For more information, please visit the Chamber's website at stpete.com, and good luck to all the nominees. And now it's time for my shout-outs. And I want to give a shout out to all my friends in Texas and Louisiana and to everyone who's been affected by Hurricane Harvey. My thoughts and prayers are with you all. And if you care to help, please donate to the Salvation Army at helpsalvationarmy.org and the Red Cross at redcross.org. They need your help, so please do what you can. And next week, my guests are Leah Umberger and Joel Malizia of Et Cultura, a 5-day interactive music, film, and art festival held November 15th through the 19th in St. Petersburg. So please tune in for that interview. It should be a lot of fun. And I really hope that you all take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and there are new shows in production all the time. You can always listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll be sure to find some interesting and fun podcasts there, too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's Radio St. Pete. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station, so you can send those suggestions to me at deanlogan@radiosaintpete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter at JobTalkHost. I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Kat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, then take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did, and I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigCDesign.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigCDesign.com. Listen next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSaintPete.com.